So we're holding on Yudalam Bey's top of the page, Tanya. So we brought this brisa. Hanodah Batura, Lamar Klum. The more brings the, and the more brought that by Tam Chacham, it's not Chal, but or it's you need to. Have him get Hatorah because otherwise he'll make mistakes, etc. So the Ran says the first point over here that the language over here is really Nishba B'Torah, not Noida B'Torah, and the more he uses the Lashon sometimes of Noida referring to Nishba. Okay. So the Ran says also that the case was that there was a Sefer Torah there, and he says, by the bizu hatara shloesa or shesa, something along those lashon. So why is a lemer klum? So the more is going to say in a second that the problem is he's focusing on the physical item which is there, and there's no shua based on the physical item which is there. B'meshach kosebo the word kayomen. If he says he's swearing by that which is written in it, which is the Torah, so that's a mechayev. He's referring to the name of Hashem, which is written in the Sefer Torah. He's swearing a shua to Hashem that he won't do something. So that's a shua, or he will do something. Bo b'meshach kosebo, the word kayomen. So again, because he said b'meshach kosebo, it's referring to the words which are written there, including the name of Hashem, and he's swearing by Hashem's name that he won't do something. Okay. Ketoni b'meshach kosebo, the work of Yomen. B'bo b'meshach kosebo, tzarech l'meimar. So why do we feel a need to say the case of b'bo b'meshach kosebo, once you already said the case of B'meshach kosebo. Now, the Ran does not explain the Morris question. Right? When he gets to the Morris Teretz, he maybe helps. But some more answers like this. Lokasha, Amar Nachman Lokasha. Hodam Mochsa Araisa A'arab. So moksa a'arub daita akvili. If the Sefer Torah is on the ground, obviously it's obvious to the person that the Sefer Torah had not been written with kedusha Sefer Torah. I mean the names of Hashem were not there in it, etc. So he clearly means the physical item there, because he would not allow. If he sees the Sefer Torah on the ground, he would have to assume that it's not a completed Sefer Torah yet with the Hashem's name in it, etc. So then he means the physical item. So he's swearing by this table, I swear to something. It's the same thing. If he's holding it biyode, nakele biyode, daita alos kareshabo. So he's holding it as with the understanding that it's a Sefer Torah. So he means. He means the Shem Hashem, which is written. Askara is the name of Hashem. Hashem's name is mentioned there, so it's Lashon Askara. He means the name of Hashem, which is contained within of the Sefer Torah.
Someone said that Ramban that all Torah is Shemos Hashem.
There's an Ramban in the Hakdama, says the whole Sefer Torah Shem Hashem, but I imagine, unless a person would say explicitly that's what he means, that probably wouldn't be called being a shua by Shem Hashem. I don't know. So therefore, if he says just if he just says b'mesha kosev bo, if it's machza ara, it would not work, because he obviously believes there's no shame Hashem there. That's why that's sitting on the ground. But even in that scenario, if he says bo b'mesha kosev bo, so bo means the item. So b'mesha kosev bo means not what's written there, but what's written in the Torah, which includes the name of Hashem, and that for his shul b'chal. So that's what the last case is adding more than the middle case. You always say mo. The Mosal Ara, both cases were of Mosal Ara, even the middle case, and well, Kamash Malon, Dalvagav, the Mosal Ara, Kim and Dumber Beshekosibo Mahani. And then the Kiddush, even though it's Mosal Ara, when he says Beshekosibo, he doesn't mean what's written there, which might not include the shame of Hashem, that's why it's on the ground. But he means conceptually what's written in the Torah, which includes the name of Hashem, and that's why it's valid. So now, then the Mor says, but if that's true, that's what the second case includes. So now we understand bo b'mesha kosev bo. It's obvious because bo means the item, which is there. Whatever he believes is written there, which he assumes is not the name of Hashem. So what's b'mesha kosev bo mean? B'mesha kosev bo means the words of the Torah, which include the Shema Hashem. See, so if just a Mesha Kosovo works, Bo Mesha Kosovo is obvious. So we will have a Mishnah or Braisa, which will say one case and then say a second case. The second case is obvious based on the first case, but it will do that. Okay. Yiboy Seima. Kula Nami, he takes what the word Mitzi also. Dinok Lebe Yade. So the second case and the last case is also the case where he's holding it. Well, Kamash Malon, and the correct way you're supposed to understand what's happening is saying is Kimin Dinok Lebe Yade, Avagab Dele Omer Ela Bo, Kamanda Bermesha Kosa Bo Domi. So the middle case and the last case, the Toma case where he's holding it, and the Reisha Toma case where it's Mokhsa Ara, if he's holding it, the Mesha Kosovo works. And not only that, even if he says Bo, we construe it as if he said the Mesha Kosovo. Okay. Sakhtaran. Another batara. Tana shenishma batara, a person swearing by the Torah. The kari le tana lenishma noider kedikasib naliel. So the Tana sometimes will use this lashon of noider. Excuse me, word noider to describe an act of shavu. There is a Torah in front of him. By this Torah here, this item here, I will do something. So that doesn't work because his das is on the physical item which is there, not the words of the Torah. So Mar says, Rav Nachman said, what's the difference between the middle case and the last case? And the ratio. Ratio, Hodan Maxal Araisal Ara, Hodanak the Biyari, ratio, the Nader Batar Lar Maklum, is. That's the case of Dinok Lebiyot, he's holding it. It doesn't work even though he's holding it. Demai, what does he mean when he says Batara? But the word, when he says the word Batara, the Kamar, Begrilin Shiksuva, it's talking about the physical item which is written there. of Meshach Kosovo, the word of Kiyomin. But had he said in that situation when he's holding it, Meshach Kosovo, it would work. The Daitei Askar Shabbat, he's referring to the names of Hashem, which are written there. Rehu Nishba B'Shem, he's swearing by Hashem's name. Abba Seifa, B'Namachza Areisa Al Arab, Askinan. Fichu Yilom B'Meshach Kosovo B'Valdo Yom Reklum. Since it's on the ground, and even if he says B'Meshach Kosovo, it doesn't work. Why? The Kim and the Mox Al Arab, meaning the Daitei really. He thinks of it just as a book. The Haki Kamer B'Meshach Kosovo Hatara, the item that the Torah is written on. The Haino Agvilin. Okay, Kamer Bo B'Meshach Kosovo Mahani. Maybe he says that double lashon. The Kimen Amer Bo Karhizker Hagvilin. Bo means a physical item. So what do Kamer B'Meshach Kosovo? Akarcha Daite Yahaz Karashabo. He's referring to the names of Hashem which are written in the Torah.
Do we not go, lechumra?
We do have a din of shuah lechumra. Stam shuah is lahachmer, just like stam neder is lahachmer. So we have to say that this is a compelling understanding. Okay, a good point. We boy say the machzal arab klemer kula the machzal arab. The both cases, the one case machzal arab. Fil hachik kiyomer b'meshach kosovo the rav kiyomen, it works. So if the case of meshach kosovo works, then b'mo meshach kosovo for sure works, because the alternative understanding of meshach kosovo means the item. But in the sefer he says bo, that means the item. So meshach kosovo has to mean the askaras, the words written there, including the name of Hashem. So if the middle case works, Kavacham, the last case works. Shevet Ketani, Bob, Meshach Kosovo, the work Yamin, Litzrich Ilagufa. You don't need it for itself. Ella, Leglue Aresha, the only thing it does for us is to clarify that the case has to be the Mantra Al Arahi. The Kefa. The case was a case of Manchal Arab. The Seba Vada Kivin Shomer Bo B'Meshach Kosovo Fil Manchal Arab Mahani. The Seba works even though it's Manchal Arab. I mean, no, the Meshach Kosovo Bo B'Lechud Nami. If he says B'Meshach Kosovo, it's also a case of a Fil Manchal Arab, Manchal Arab Mahani. The Sir Lon Lahak Ukimta looking Brysa betray Gavni. So, if the last case works even with Munukha Ara, so the middle case also is talking about a case of even Munukha Ara and still works. And that's the Kiddush. So, even the more says that the Zubin Tarchler Mizu, it comes out that it's a Gilui. The last case is necessary to me explain what the middle case is talking about, which is not your standard Zubin circle, Mizumer and Shas. Yeah. The case is from a case of Nakla Biyade. The kima nukah biyadi avagat the loy amr ella bo commandam b'meshach kosovo domi. The last case of the istoma case, he didn't say bo b'meshach kosovo, he just said bo, and we construe it the equivalent as if he had said b'meshach kosovo. When is that? When he's holding it. Vachi birusha. That's the last case. That last shot in the gemara. Now let's go through, work it out in the price. The reish the tani hanoyder b'tar lo emer klum b'meshach kosovo the rav kiyamin is both tama case of b'demancha alara shimhachi kiyamer bo lo mahani. Same bo, he means when it's mancha alara, and he says bo, he means the physical item which is there. then when does that, when does it yes work? If it's moncha aro, is if he says meshikosibo, lomhari had to come meshikosibo. I will say for, but not going to be yori askinan. He's talking about that he's holding it. Mishmachi k'toni. The key of the knocker lay beyode, Avagav the Lamer Ella Boa, command Amr Meshakosa Bodomi. When he's holding it, he says the word Boa, he means in it, he doesn't mean the physical item, he means in the words of the Torah which are contained therein. Okay. So the Ram Ikanuscha, Krino, Dolo Makavro, Mishmachi Lachashin, the Purusha. There are other versions of the words of the Gemara. I'm not going to get involved in them. They're not correct. Well, I am going to tell you the following. Abu Raibid Zalpirish, the Chiktoni Nerder Mamash Komar, is not a case of a Shua, but it's a case of a Nerder. Sharmer Kikir Zalai Bataro. So this Kikir is on me, based on the Taro. Will Omer Klum. See, he's saying that this should be also me, just like there is the physical item over here has kedusha to it. So why does that work? Why is it davar hanader? It's like I'm saying this should be also like the words of the Torah, which is like a not a davar hanader, it's the words of the Torah. He says no, Mishum Daita has chorus. You say he's thinking about names of Hashem, and Haskaris Shabon the Durim Heim. There's a kedusha on the Haskaris written in the Sefer Torah, equivalent to a kedushas neder. Why Shayyadei Aksiva Bachana the shame. Kedusha, heim kedushas. The person puts the kedusha on them by writing it and saying that he's writing it l'shem kedushas Hashem. So that's what gives it the kedusha. The kedusha. And that has the status of davar hanader. Maybe rhyming here. Shalmi, the ksin hosim b'tara l'mer klum b'shukosu b'dor kiyamin. The Yishalmi's Lashon is B'Torah, B'Kedushas HaTorah, B'Meshakosu Bo, B'Kerbonas HaKsubim Bo. Okay, so what do you take out from the Yishalmi? They were referring to a Neder, not to a Shua. We take out from the Yishalmi that the point is that so Nihid Yishalmi Amr Kerbonas, the Gemara Dilon. I mean, Haskaris. So that's true that our Gemara is not exactly like the Yerushalmi. The Kolbakim Shitas Hayerushalmi Muchachas the Bematvis Beneder Askinan. But that much you take out of the Yerushalmi, they're referring to a neder case of a neder, not a case of a shvur. And the issue is being Hatvasa, and that's what the Yerushalmi says. The Hatvasa will be in the Kabbonis. So our Gemara says you can do Hatvasa in Haskaris. Inami, another way to say it, that being matvis in those chorus works, because not like I just said that there's the kedusha has a din of a kedusha's neder. The ki amrinan daite as chorus shabo al komash nitzis bo kamer dahinu kabbonis v'klisharis. So that this chorus means that the items which get the kedusha by being connected to the Shem Hashem, i.e. Hektish. Varamu mehebi din seh benishpa ubenoider. Rambam talks about this case of Batera both in the context of nishpa and the context of noider. So how does he do that? So the Rambam Shasarbar Harav is out that the Rambam holds the Shemaitin benishpa skinan. That the Rama learns that our Gemara is going on Eshua, like the Ron said before, because once you're talking about the name of Hashem, that's usually in context of Eshua. Rishami Eskinen b'matnis b'neder. The Rishalmi, however, learns the Braisa referring to a neder. Rishtei Memes, both Pshatim are true. Therefore, the Rambam brings this halacha both on, in the context of a neder, like the Rishalmi, and brings it in the context of a shur, like the Babli. You good, Svi?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Mishnah. Koinem Shani Yoshen Shani Medaber Shani Mahalech Ho'omer Le'isha Koinem Shani Misham Sheikh Hereza Belo Yachal Demoroi. Okay. So Dr. Ram, Kedem Shani Yoshen. So we have a language issue over here. A Kedem is that something should be usher on him. The Lashon of Shani Yoshen means it sounds like it's referring to an action. Kedem has to take effect on an item. So the Mishnah says that it works. The Reza Bula Yachad Dabar means that a person has to keep what he said. Means it's an effective netter. Why is it an effective netter? Zok the Ran Bchula Gersin and Shani below Yud. So he didn't say Sha'ani that I will not sleep. He said Shani Yoshem that I sleep. Ushua's Gersin and Sha'ani Yud. So Meshum the Nedorim Matvis Chefsa Anavshei. Since by neder you are making an item usher on you, shani klarmer ma shani. So shani means that which I would sleep is to be usher upon me. I'm making sleep usher. Mishum the shuas usher anaf she. He's saying he will not do something. Tani lo b'loshen sheni. I will not. V'hayde tani b'nedar mereza b'bal yachol demoroi. Shuas tani usher. The farish rigamar b'siyata d'shma. So, it's saying over here the person saying that which I sleep should be also me like a kainim. It works. That which I now the question is what is it taking effect on?
On the sleep.
Yeah, but the problem is it has to take effect on an item. Sleep is not an item. And that's.
But there's no item, and they're saying it takes effects.
That's the question.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with the last five words of the Mishnah.
Right, so the Torah says when a person makes a neder, lo yachel debaro, he should not make his. The neder is effective. And there's an iser of a person transgressing his neder, which the Torah refers to as an act of being mechel debaro. Rashi says, lashon chulin.
Yes.
Taking his words, which are effective, and now so the Mishnah is saying that these languages work, and now he has an iser of lo yachel devorah upon himself.
I was reading this lo chal.
Okay.
And how does bal ta'acher work with this still sleeping?
It wouldn't be. You wouldn't have bal ta'acher because it's. Bal ta'acher is something which you there's an action that you have to do. We say don't push off doing it. Over here, there's no action. The item is usher in him. Either he will keep his commitment or not. But bal ta'acher wouldn't be relevant in that situation. Okay. The more is going to come out of this that. The more is going to grapple with this language of just that. Tell me that it works. Just tell me that it's also it's effective. Okay, Itmar. Just tell me that it's effective. What do you say? We know that the Isser is Loyachal Devorah. So what does that mean? Okay, Itmar. Kainim. So now that language is a language which works because like we said before if I'm putting an isser on my pee from Dibur that I'm putting an Isra on a chafsa, that my mouth cannot be used for dibur. So we tie the idea of sleep to a person's eyes shut, and that's it goes to sleep. So he's making sleep also upon himself by saying that his eyes cannot go to sleep. So that's a valid netter. He makes it tonight. He says, "Kadam ena b'shina hayom im ishan l'macher. I cannot sleep today if I sleep tomorrow." So we have a problem. You know, just practically, what should he do? May he sleep today and then make sure that he stays awake tomorrow? Because if he falls asleep tomorrow, retroactively, he was also to sleep today. Or he's not allowed to sleep today because he might fall asleep tomorrow.
This doesn't seem to be a simplification, a clarification.
What?
It does not seem to be a clarification.
Well, the Mishnah?
Yeah.
No, well, we'll get...
It's more complexity.
No, it is, but we'll eventually get back to the Mishnah. Some of you Rav al Yishan Hayyim, Shema Yishan Lamachar. Ranachan al Yishan Hayyim, Melochashid, and Shema Yishan Lamachar. So Yehuda says the name of Rav, he can't sleep today because he cannot be convinced that he won't sleep the next day.
Yeah, but the problem is that he's going to get more tired.
No, we'll see.
He's making his situation harder.
No, he doesn't sleep today. We don't care if he sleeps tomorrow.
Yeah, but
if he doesn't sleep today, so then he can. There's no problem with him sleeping tomorrow. The only problem is if today he goes to sleep and then tomorrow he goes to sleep, retroactively he was also to sleep. So we say
he's got to stay awake today. Basically, he's got to stay awake today.
No. Yes. Let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Right. In other words, do we let him put himself into potential problematic situation? So Rav says no. If you go to sleep today, you must stay awake tomorrow, and that's going to be halachically challenging. So therefore, he has a chiyuv to try and avoid the situation. He's not allowed to go to sleep today. Rav Nachman says, go to sleep today, and then tomorrow deal with it. You know, just make sure you don't sleep tomorrow. Umayda Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, is this just because it's like biyado?
People have chiyuvim being careful about Yisurim all the time, right? So we say, Rav Nachman says, do we have it today? And tomorrow you have an Isser, so be careful, right? Rav is going to, the Gemara is going to say, Rav is concerned that people take Isurim more seriously than Tanoyim. So I have an Isser in front of you, so be careful, don't eat it. I won't eat it. Be careful, don't sleep, I won't sleep. The netter isn't tomorrow, the netter is today. So if he sleeps today, tomorrow he has a Tanai, he doesn't have an Isser. That's not the Isser, that's the Tanai. So Rabbi Yehuda Rav says that people aren't careful with. Therefore, the Mor says, Moida Rabbi Yehuda, wherever Kadam Einai Mishina Lamacher, Im Ishan Hayoim, if he says that I have a netter that I can't sleep tomorrow if I sleep today, so let him sleep today. So now he sleeps today, he's also sleep tomorrow. Fine, so be careful. So you told me that you're worried what's going to be. You're not worried what's going to be. Because Kilo Mizdar, but Tano, I'll be sure Mizdar. A person is not careful when it comes to something which is in itself is not the Isser, it's just the Tanai. But something which is the Isser itself, people are careful with. Okay. Now the Gemara discusses this in the context of the Mishnah.
You would change the language, right?
It doesn't mention Rav, it just mentions Rabbi Yehuda. Okay.
Well, we change the language in Konam Einai Ashena as opposed to Konam Ishan.
Well, both of the cases, Kadam Einai B'Shina Hayyim or Kadam Einai B'Shina L'Mocher. The two cases are parallel. It's not the case, not the same lashon as the Mishnah, but the same. But the two cases are parallel cases. He's making an iser on his eyes for sleep, either today or tomorrow. But the flipping the
yes, yeah. Going back
to the okay, so let's the more is going to start questioning this based on the Mishnah. Let's just see what there's one run on your Dalam base. Let's just finish up the run. There's one round of Dalam base in the Gemara. Kilo Zerbatanoi. Kiman Shayna Iker Haisir El Tanai, the Yom Rishon. So Rav Yehuda Rav is worried that people will not take that seriously. That's a problem. I will be Suroi. A case where it's the Isser itself, Kiman Shu Iker Isser, Albi Sha'eno, Osir Bisanatsim, Elbi Suv, Shal Yom Rishon, Ephil Hachim Yizor. So, both cases, if he does something, if he sleeps today, he can't sleep tomorrow. Right? But the difference is, one of them, today was the Tanai, tomorrow was the actual Isser. So he slept on the first day, he says, well, I have, how much I have in that room? I said, I can't sleep tomorrow. That he's careful with. If the first day was the net, and the second day just the Tanai, Rav says that he doesn't take that seriously.